Hold on, mate. We're going to get the shake of the head.
We're gone. She's not. Well, let's do this Shane Warne thing anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yep. All right. So Shane Warne, not Shane Warne, his son,
Jackson Warne,
is in the SAS show.
Yeah.
With
as
all the
poker
others.
Poker player.
I was interested.
Which I didn't know about.
Is he a professional poker player?
Well, you go.
As of this year, apparently.
Yeah. So it's a new job, but it's his.
He's made about $2,000 in winnings.
All up.
I think so, something like that, yeah.
Well, on Centrelink, you'd make more than that. Let's be honest. I've been on Centrelink. I was making more on that in Centrelink back in the late 80s. We got Kate Lambrook now. All right. What's going on?
I was enjoying that.
Now,
please, no, take me back down that yellow brick road of memory to the Centrelink office.
Well, I was enjoying it.
How much you were getting? How much did you get?
I think we're on 180 a week, I reckon. Maybe 200.
What then? That would
maybe
have
not
been
that much.
Heaven.
Oh, it got me through.
Including rent assistance.
Yeah, also, yes, and a little bit of cash work on the side.
Sure.
As a model.
And,
I did one job as a model, yeah.
All you needed.
Yeah.
A famous story.
Yes.
All you needed was a giant bag of black and gold dimmies.
You know it. You know it, mm-hmm. Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, he had his, what were they called, the people who would always support the art? In the olden days.
Oh, the patrons?
Patron.
Yeah.
His patron who had him floating around the pool.
That was one. I made $25 by getting naked and floating around the pool. Now, I've never seen that guy since. That was a one-off.
But, let me just say this, Hughesy.
Yeah, what's
that? It's important to support the arts.
Isn't it?
Did support.
Isn't it?
Well,
isn't it, though? Especially at this tough time.
I thought I was going to be a labourer that day. But anyway, so,
Why have we never got to see those photos?
Did he
imagine
have film
what
in the camera?
Worth. Imagine what they'd be worth now.
Maybe he can't remember. He can't. If he puts two and two together one day, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's in jail. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I think he's gone.
No,
he's
not.
He's one of those people who would have come to a mysterious end in a spa.
It was a nice house, I must say. Nice Perth house with a pool.
Of course. You think the devil lives in a hovel?
Hey, ain't that the truth?
Now, Katie, just before we get to your association with Jackson Warne, who's in the SAS show.
I'm keen on this.
Just where are we at lockdown in Europe as we speak? In Italy, can you leave the house again or are you back inside?
Yeah, no, we still can. In fact, I just went up to the school early this morning to help one of the American mothers decorate the school for Halloween. Yeah. And because everyone's sort of a bit flat here because the numbers are up, the numbers are bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, cases are 16,000 and deaths are up to 160. Mm. It's not good. And so I was like, oh, Halloween, really? I mean, we're living Halloween, aren't we?
Yeah.
But what a lesson about how to persist when the little kids walked in and saw the balloons and they all had decorated pumpkins and they were all dressed as witches. Of course, me, no costume required. But it was a really good lesson for all of us who are living through these scourge times. Just grab the little pockets of joy when you can, and sometimes you've got to make them happen even when you think you're at rock
That's
bottom.
Good.
Yeah, great.
It is. It's important.
Put on a happy
just
face and get out
moments.
There and do your show.
Yeah, make something like you do. You boys do every afternoon. I mean, you make a hell of a mess, but at least you're making something.
On the subject of making something, Shane Warne's son, Jackson Warne, is on SAS Australia. He got asked about his diet or something. This is a clip from the show.
I've only had like 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, I've just always had the same thing since I was
Kentucky Fried Chicken, fries, and you don't like to experience new foods.
Yeah.
So, Katie, you have direct. You got first-hand experience with this. You're friends with his mother, Simone.
Correct.
And you've been to their house, and what was it?
Yes.
Yeah, and what happened?
So I met Simone when we were doing Dancing with Stars together.
Oh, yeah.
And her kids were little, and at that stage I only had two children. And one night we went over there for dinner, and it was the cutest thing. She got a lasagna from, you know, a shop.
Yeah.
And then she went, oh, you like salad, don't you, love? And I'm like, yeah. And she got a bag of, like, leaves and opened it, and she said, "I wouldn't bother for us." And so when I saw Jacko come out and talk about his food thing, I remembered just so vividly that night, made me laugh, and I sent her a message. And I, because you know she's full yogi now.
I know. Oh. It's all yoga all the time.
The story
for
about her,
her
amazing body that was I actually didn't click on the story. I should have, but yeah. I'm going to Google that after the show, actually.
Yeah, you will. Do it in private, as you normally do. So I was really curious because over the years we haven't really discussed. I just assumed that her eating would have changed because she's gotten so
fit,
you know, into, and inner and outer journey, they always say about yoga, you know. I know you're very interested in the inner journey here. More of that later. Anyway, and so I sent her a message about her son, and I said, that made me laugh. And she said, "Oh, I love it." She said, "I love it. Shane's getting all the blame."
That's good fun. Good on you.
Good on you, Katie.
See you, mate.
Good luck. Good
love
Halloween.
You, boy,
bye.